Fire has always fascinated me. You know, when I was little, you could just, you know, you can gaze into a fire, a campfire or whatever, and, you know, it just kind of captivates you. And, you know, you just like, I mean, you can't help it. You like take a stick and you got to poke it. I mean, it's just something that just draws you to that fire that you just can't take your eyes off of. You feel the warmth of it. You know, I can even feel it right now. I can think about it and I can feel that warmth. And, you know, I think about that, you know, and it's still today, even, you know, as a kid, it fascinated me. And even today, as an adult, I still am fascinated. I love to sit out at the fire pit, you know, and just gaze into the fire. And, you know, in the scripture, it talks about fire a lot in the scripture. And it refers to fire in different ways. But, you know, we know that there's the lake of fire, and that things will be consumed in the lake of fire at the end, you know. And I remember a kind of a funny story. We were sitting down at the fire pit down here a couple years ago, and we had a fire going. It was really hot. I mean, it was cold outside. The fire was really hot. And the teens, the kids were sitting around it, and it's poking the fire. And I said, "You guys, look into that fire. You see how hot those coals are?" I said, "Man, isn't that something?" I said, the thing about that, I said, if you all don't straighten up and give your heart to the Lord, I said, you're all going to have to. So they call that the fire talk, but it was all, you know, but it's true. I mean, it's truth. There's truth in that. But, you know, and that kind of, we can be scared of that. We can look at that and fear that, because he does, I mean, the scripture does talk about that. But this morning in 1 Kings chapter 18, in verse 24, let me pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord. Be with me this morning as I speak your word, Lord. Let me say what you want me to say. Let your Holy Spirit be in complete control of me this morning. Let your words be spoken and heard. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. It says, then you call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord, the God who answers by fire. He is God. And let's skip over to verse 30. It said, then Elijah said to all the people, come here to me. They came to him, and they replied, or they repaired the altar of the Lord, which had been torn down. And Elijah took 12 stones, one for each of the tribes descended from Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord had come, saying, your name shall be Israel. With the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he dug a trench around it large enough to hold 2 shays of seed. He arranged the wood, cut the bull into pieces, and laid it on the wood. Then he said to them, fill 4 large jars with water and pour it on the offering and on the wood. Do it again, he said, and they did it again. Do it a third time, he ordered, and they did it the third time. The water ran down around the altar and even filled the trench. And at that time of sacrifice, the prophet Elijah stepped forward and prayed, Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today that you are God in Israel and that I am your servant and have done all these things at your command. Answer me, Lord, answer me, so these people will know that you, Lord, are God and that you are turning their hearts back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and burned up the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and the soil, and also licked up the water in the trench. When all the people saw this, they fell prostrate and cried. You know, this fascination with fire, like I said before, fire has always fascinated me. When I was young, but it still fascinates me today. This fascination is not necessarily with the natural fire today as it is the spiritual fire. And it's the supernatural fire of God that I'm fascinated with today. And even though I do like to sit around the campfire, I do love the feeling to be in the presence of the Almighty God and to feel that supernatural feeling that the Holy Spirit brings. Amen?
Amen.
And I myself this morning, my heart's cry this morning, is to say, Lord, send me the fire. Send down the fire. That's what Elijah said. Lord, send the fire. The fire is heaven's solution to our weakness. It's heaven's solution to apathy and lukewarmness and indifferences. It's heaven's solution to worldliness and materiality and carnality. The main thing that is indicated the presence of God in the midst of His people was what? The supernatural fire. God supernaturally manifested Himself to the children of Israel as a pillar of fire. And at the dedication of Solomon's temple, the supernatural fire of God fell from heaven and consumed the offering and the sacrifices. If there is one thing we could say the church is in more need of today than anything else, I would say it's the fire. It's that supernatural fire from God, that fire from heaven. When we talk about the fire, we are talking about that which originates with God and comes close to it. This fire is the essence of heaven that enters the human spirit. It sanctifies and purifies and glorifies our being till it can be truthfully said that my body is the temple of the Jehovah God. Amen?
Amen.
It's the Spirit of God that fills us. This fire illuminates us. This fire motivates us. It empowers us to do what is humanly impossible to do. But all things are possible with God. The fire attracts, the fire convicts, the fire delivers, and the fire devours. The fire of God is that which lifts us into the realm of God where the invisible becomes visible and where the untouchable becomes tangible and the unspeakable is spoken and the impossible comes possible. Come on now.
Amen.
When the fire of God gets in a man, his or her words are on fire. Their song is on fire, and their testimony is on fire. Listen to me this morning. When we speak of the fire of God, we are not simply speaking of the enthusiasm or emotionalism or being energetic. No, we're speaking of the presence of God which embodies and communicates with us to all the supernatural dimensions of the Christian life. You know, I want to be so full of the Holy Spirit that when people see me, they know that God is in me. They can feel the warmth of the Holy Spirit because they're close to me, because God lives within me.
Amen.
That's what God wants from each and every one of us. You know, there's only one thing that will bring cold, indifferent, worldly-minded Christians back to their first love, and that is the fire of God. It's the only thing that will convict and bring people to salvation is that fire from God. That Holy Spirit falling upon their heart, lifting the veil off of them. If you'll note what I read, there was no repentance. There was no repentance until the fire fell. Everything was in place. The altar was restored. The wood was in order. The sacrifice was slain, but nothing changed until the fire fell. This was no gentle or gradual, mild or comfortable. It wasn't containable and it wasn't confined. It was instant and it was complete. And it was consuming. It could not be mistaken and it could not be overlooked. It could not be duplicated and it could not be manipulated. Elijah saw the need for the fire of God. And can we look today at the spirit of this age and the condition of this society? Can we think about that this morning and the low state of spiritual power in our churches today? We have churches today that push away the Holy Spirit over programs. Instead of seeking God and getting on their face and seeking the Lord for the holy fire of God to fall upon their churches and fill their churches with the Holy Spirit first, they put programs first. And I agree with Elijah this morning. We need the fire of God. This church, the Nazarene church, was built on that. Fire. We sing a song even. I never shall forget how the fire fell when the Lord sanctified me. The infilling of the Holy Spirit is part of us. It's a necessity in our life. To be successful as a Christian, you have to surrender yourself to the Holy Spirit. We need that in our life today. This church, all churches need the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's true. It's not, Elijah said, it's not by my might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. It's by His Spirit. Elijah prayed. Elijah expected the fire. I got to ask you this. Do you expect the fire? Do you expect it? Do you anticipate the fire? Do you anticipate that? You know, so many times I think we get so used to doing the same old thing, the same old routine over and over again. We come to church. We sing a few songs. We pray. We hear a special song. We hear a message. We pray and then we go home. And we do that over and over again. We just get in a routine. How long has it been since you walked in the church house doors with a sense that something supernatural was going to happen today? How long has it been? How long has it been since you arrived at your church with a divine anticipation that God Almighty was going to show up in your midst and life would never be the same again? I remember when life changed for me, and my life has never been the same. When God shows up, when God does what He does in a supernatural way, things change in your life. Amen. Things change in your life. You know, Elijah, he anticipated it. He anticipated the fire. He expected the fire. And Elijah wanted the fire. That's what we have to want that. We have to anticipate that. We have to expect it. You know, I came to church this morning, and I know I got to brag on my church. I did last week, and I'm going to do it again. I talk to people, and they say when they come to the church, they walk through the doors, they feel the presence of God. I've had more than one person tell me that. That makes me feel good. That makes me feel good when people say that about my church. You know, Elijah knew. How do we know that he knew? He wanted the fire. It says here that he built the altar. He put wood in order. He placed the sacrifice upon it. And he put water all over it. Three times, so much that it filled the trench. And I had a thought. It says, I believe that today, no water, no fire. No water, no fire. What I mean by that is, you know, most of our altars in our churches today are dry wood. How long has it been since we've had the saints gather around the altar and pray until their tears fell so greatly that it filled the trenches around the altars? How long has it been since we've seen that? We have to dedicate ourselves in our prayer life, folks. We have to get on our knees and cry out to God. If we want supernatural things to happen, we pray for healing. We believe in healing. But I believe that unless we're willing to put in our knees down on the altar and put our tears out there to the point where it fills the trenches around the altar, that things will never happen. You know, much that happens around the altar today is shallow and superficial. Seems like we're more concerned, Lord, forgive me, we're more concerned about blessings than we are transformations. My heart is for people to get saved. My heart is for people to get transformed into the person that God wants them to be. And that can never happen unless we're willing. To build the altar. To put the sacrifice on it. To put the wood on it. And to put the water on it, the tears of the saints. Come on now. The fire transforms things. When the fire of God falls, things change. We think differently. We speak differently. We walk differently. We talk differently. We're a new creation. We're not the same person we was. Amen. Amen. The God that answers by fire, let Him be God, because He is. Our God still answers by fire. You know, John the Baptist, he said, I baptize with water, but there'll be one coming after me. He said that will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. That's the one we believe in, right? We believe in Jesus. We believe that. The Scriptures tells us that. Amen?
Amen.
The question is, are you asking for it this morning? Is anybody asking for it? My call to you this morning, I mean, Our church believes in sanctification. We believe that. We believe that God can fall upon a person in a second work of grace. We believe that. Are you asking for it this morning? The sad truth today is, generally speaking, for the most part, Christians are more concerned about being comfortable than being consumed. I'm sorry if this is offensive. Maybe to some, maybe not. God laid it on my heart to preach this morning. Sometimes the Word of God is offensive. It hurts. It convicts. I preach to myself. I want to be consumed by the fire. You know, the fire of God is that is undeniable. It's indisputable, tangible. It's the essence of heaven that so fills a life that anyone who is looking on recognizes this is a man of God. Don't you want that?
Amen.
When people see you, they know who you are because not because of what you said to them, but because they feel that holy presence of God working in your life. Man. We need that in our lives. You know, and I had a thought. I said, you know, God, in God's spiritual world, things contradict the worldly things. You know, in the world, we need firefighters. And firefighters are good. They keep us safe, put out fires. There's all kinds of fires, electrical fires, all kinds of things. You know, and then we have arsons that we put in jail because they go around starting fires. And they have this uncontrollable desire to start fires. But I think in the church, it's different than the world. I think we don't need firefighters in the church. We don't need people to put out fires in the church. We need arsons in the church. We need people that have this uncontrollable desire to light fires in the church that get people where they need to be. Amen?
Amen.
Come on now. The fire is not religion. And I was talking about that a little bit ago. It's not about religious activities. You know, in fact, when the fire of God, it will actually destroy most religious activities. Many times, we have an honest effort to try to manufacture programs and activities, trying to get the right combination of things together so that people can get closer to God, or we can create an atmosphere that we have the right music, the right things to say, those things we try to do. But you know what? When the fire of God comes, all that stuff just gets set aside. All that stuff is just destroyed. It's unnecessary. How's that? It's unnecessary. Because when we let God be in control, God is in control. Amen?
Amen.
Nothing else matters of what we do as long as God is in control. How do we keep this? How do we keep this fire burning? You know, that's my question. How? What do we want from God? I mean, when the fire gets going in your life, come on, you know. I believe that the greatest need of our churches today is a fresh fire from heaven. Because I think many of our churches are just going through the motions. They're just going through that routine, trying to find what program makes them happy, brings in the most people. Follow me? What we need is the supernatural presence of the Almighty God, taking control of our life, taking control of our church. And when we do that, supernatural things will happen. Amen. People get healed. Lives change. Transformations. People come back to the Lord that had fallen away. Come on. I got to ask you this morning, who can stand with me this morning and say, Lord, please send the fire? Who can do that this morning? Who can stand with me this morning and say, Lord, send the fire? Who can lift up their voice this morning and say, Lord, send the fire? Who can pour out their heart on these altars this morning and say, Lord, let our tears fill the trenches? Hear our prayers this morning, Lord. I believe this morning. I'm confident that if we're obedient to Him, He will send the fire upon our lives. And we will never be the same again. Lord, I praise You this morning, Lord. I praise You for Your Word, Lord. Lord, let it change our lives. Let us be so full of the Spirit this morning that when people see us, Lord, they know who we are. Because You live inside of us. When we walk by people, they can feel the warmth of Your holy presence in our lives. Lord, send the fire. Send the fire this morning, Lord. Change me, Lord. Fill me. Ignite my life. I praise You, Lord. I praise You, Lord. Thank You for being here this morning. Thank You for Your Word this morning. Be a consuming fire in our lives. I praise You. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.